Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Bodybird 30 support call. This call happens, Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, and you will be able to pick this up as a podcast. If you have other podcast services, they may show up there as well if you put in Frank Lomas and TR90. If you are listening to this and it is a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial into 712-775-8972, and when it prompts for the conference code, put in 910022 to join us live, and we would be thrilled to have you along with us. As I said, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. Our panel of hosts do these calls in support of your TR90 efforts and your TR90 lifestyle. With that being said, I come to you with an education background, huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise, going back 4 decades because I had grandparents when I was in high school that had adult onset diabetes, and they also had hereditary heart disease, and I did not want to have either of those health challenges coming down the pike to me. So I've done many things to help prevent that over the years, as much as I possibly can, with that being said. I'm a substitute teacher by trade, and so I'm always looking for additional information to share with you that will help support that TR90 lifestyle. So when you're first starting out with the TR90 program, it is your 1 lean meal a day, 2 shakes a day, 3 snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least 3 of those meals. Taking a supplement 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you're not able to do that, do take them with your meals. I would say about 40% of the time I had to, because either I was running out the door with my breakfast and supplements in hand, or I would get to lunchtime and my lunch would get delayed, so I was taking my supplements with my lunch because, well, kids in the cafeteria and kids on the playground can always stir up trouble, so there we are. And I had good results. Your results may vary, but you can definitely take them with your meals. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients, your micronutrients, and your fiber. Macronutrients are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats. Your micronutrients are your vitamins and minerals. And fiber, well, that helps in 2 ways. One of which is with satiety, or that feeling of fullness. The other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. For that, guys need 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need 32 grams of fiber daily for that good digestive health to keep things moving along. And if you've got all that fiber, well, then you will want to get up and get moving. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. Definitely you can do more than that, but don't do less. That 30 minutes is kind of the bottom baseline, not only for several studies, but actually for this program that is ideal, and if you can do more than that, it's even better. And at least 5 days a week. So you can do that 30 minutes in 1 30-minute chunk, 2 15-minute chunks, or 3 10-minute chunks, whatever suits your lifestyle, whatever activity you've got going on for the day, whatever works best for you. And that exercise could be whatever you desire it to be. It could be furious house cleaning, running up and down stairs, cross-country skiing, chopping wood, running, swimming, whatever gets you excited at moving is what's best for you. And so it could even be pickleball. We have several of our former hosts that actually play a lot of pickleball, so do keep that in mind. And if you're getting all that moderate to heavy exercise, then you need to start thinking about hydration. And hydration baseline starts at 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water and you build it up from there depending on what's going on in your day, how many fruits and vegetables you've had that have a lot of water content in them, how humid it is outside. There's just a lot of factors that go into that, but that's your baseline. And then you need to bump it up from there depending on how active you are, how humid it is outside, and things like that. And the last thing that I recommend, because everything that I have read over the years has indicated that this is something that you really need to do, is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep at night. That sleep actually does a multitude of system resets while you are sleeping, so it's really important to get that good quality sleep. It clears out toxins, restores muscles and tissues, stores memories. It just does a wealth of things while you are sleeping and in various stages of sleep, hence why it is really important to get that good quality sleep. If you're not getting the good quality sleep, well, then I would highly recommend that you maybe take a nap, kind of get caught up a little bit, because if you're not getting adequate sleep, it's like your brain is working on a drink or two of alcohol, and that's not necessarily a good thing. It slows down your reflexes, slows your thinking. It just does a whole lot of things. So if you're going to take a quick nap, not more than 15 to 20 minutes or so, and sometime between noon and 2 o'clock so it does not mess up your circadian rhythm and your sleep for the next night. So, and there's other things you can do. If you want to find out more about that, if you look at any of the podcasts that I did for August and September of 2023, I did a lot of talking at that time about sleep and things that could help you sleep, vitamins, fruits and vegetables, all kinds of things. So if that is somewhere where you're lacking, I would start there and then actually really jump in full steam ahead with the TR90 program. With that being said, today's information is coming from a book called Built to Move by Kelly and Juliette Sterrett, The 10 Essential Habits to Help You Move Freely. So their first habit was getting up and down off the floor. Your second habit is to breathe easy. And your third one is to extend your hips, which is where we are at this moment. And we're going to talk about getting hip to extension. Everyone who went through first grade knows that the knee bone's connected to the thigh bone, and the thigh bone's connected to the hip bone, and the hip bone's connected to the backbone. Yet even if the words of dem bones are etched into our memory, most people forget about those connections when it comes to figuring out why their body isn't able to move as well as it's supposed to, or why they have discomfort. Just like the song says, everything is connected. It's because of those connections that the hip in particular plays a big role in the body's overall well-being. It even influences how well your big toe performs. We'll get to that, but let's start by talking about why an inability to extend your hip back into normal range affects the body part that so many people struggle with, the lower back. The hip has a lot of sway over the back's position, even when you're just standing around, and especially when you want to walk fast or run. To get an idea of what happens when the hip can't extend well, try this. Bend over at the waist so that your back is at a 45-degree angle. Place your hands in your pockets and through the fabric, grab the skin at the top of your upper thigh. If you don't have pockets, just grab the skin through your foot. Now try to stand up straight. You'll find it's difficult to do that. As your body tries to work around the restrictions, you end up either bent over, the problem many older people lacking hip extension have, and which increases their risk of falling, or with hyperextended banana back. The move, of course, is an exaggeration of what it is like to be lacking in hip extension, but it gives you some idea of why the state of affairs can trigger a cascade of problems. There are two large muscles, the psoas, P-S-O-A-S, and the iliacus, that go from the pelvis to the femur, which is the thigh bone, and if they're stiff or shortened, they tend to be when the hip extension is in short supply, they tug on the spine, creating flexion. And if you're standing, banana back. It's a lot of work to keep your back in a swayed, less functional banana back position, potentially leading to the lower back fatigue, pain, and pain as you move. What's more, when the back must compensate for the lack of hip extension, it drags the pelvis forward, making it hard for the diaphragm, the pelvis floor, and the abdominal muscles to work as efficiently as they could. One consequence of what you're not going to be able to get the ample breaths we talked about in Vital Sign 2 chapter. That's what we often see happening in connection with the body parts above the hip. There can also be repercussions on down the chain as well. Everyone has some ability to extend their hips, mostly apparent when walking. It doesn't take much extension to stride from your car into work or to saunter down the hall in your house. You step, your leg goes back. You move forward. Yet if your range of motion is narrow, you're unable to get your back leg back far, very far. And the body often turns to compensate, finds ways to find balance and stability, mainly by spinning the leg, knee, and foot outward as you extend your hip backwards. Suddenly, you're walking like a duck, and the complications may ensue. The knee can get stiff and sore, and the ankle, this evolutionary gift that gives our body lift as we move, doesn't track like an ankle should, which can lead to pain as well. If you're a runner, you may end up being a heel striker, someone whose foot's first point of contact is heel. That isn't necessarily bad. Some heel striking runners do fine, but for others, it increases the risk of injury. Then there's the big toe. The big toe has a big job in the body. One of the things that distinguishes us humans from our other primate cousins is our ability to walk upright. And we owe a lot of that to the big toe, which flexes, stiffens, and as we push off, propels us forward. If you look at a chimpanzee's foot, you will see that the toes don't align the way human toes do. But chimps are a lot better at using their big toes for grabbing than we are. But when there's a deficit of hip extension and the foot turns out to compensate, the big toe push off is negligible. Conversely, if you have good extension, you can get a lot of power from the toe. Runners, power walkers, and hikers take note. Just another reason why being able to nimbly move your leg back is important. By the way, the big toe actually helps you with your balance, so it's really a critical part of your body. The rear view. Because your glutes, the big muscles in your rear, play an important role in hip extension, now is a good time to talk about your butt. One of the jobs of the glutes, which are the largest muscle in the body, is to control the pelvis so that it doesn't pitch forward and cause you to have a swayed banana back and the strain and instability that come with it. For this reason, it's important to be able to activate, squeeze the butt when needed, such as when you are doing the couch stretch or the plank, which also when you're doing something simple like holding a box or standing for long periods of time. You don't have to keep your butt firm, but the whole time you're engaged in daily activities, like using a stand-up desk, for instance. However, checking in with the butt squeeze once in a while is a good way to reset and make sure that you're in a favorable position. So after an hour or two of being on your feet at your desk or a long wait in line at the deli, squeezing your butt will help you check that you're not allowing your pelvis to pitch forward and tug on your spine. Research shows that glute weakness is associated with knee injuries. Chronic lower back pain, shin pain, falls among the elderly, and more. Glute strength, on the other hand, has been shown to remedy many of these same situations. You can really see the effect of how much stability the glutes provide if you experiment with the plank pose, the position at the top of a push-up. If you're in plank and not squeezing your back will most likely sink. People who push on your, someone could push on your hips and you'd collapse. But if you're squeezing your butt in that position, suddenly you're like, well, a plank. The same person could sit on you and you'd stay steady. If that's not enough to convince you that your back end needs attention, perhaps you care about the shape of your butt. The number of people getting butt implants these days, the very fact that there is such a thing as a butt implant, says that the shapely ass is indeed a coveted commodity. It just so happens that it's actually very easy to strengthen the glutes and get that nice rounded backside. All you have to do is squeeze. That's what 16 subjects did in a Wichita State University study published in 2019. The butt strengthening guinea pigs simply did butt squeezes for 15 minutes a day. And it didn't matter if the minutes were broken up as long as it added up. 15. One group did them while seated, 5-second squeezes with a brief relaxation in between, essentially isometric. Another group in the study did an exercise called the bilateral bridges, which involved lying on the floor, facing up, knees bent, and raising the hips up, squeezing briefly, and then lowering back down again. They had the same 15-minute protocol. At the end of 8 weeks, both study groups had equal improvements in both hip extension and glute strength, though only the seated glute squeezers showed any increase in the size of their butts. Here's what we love about this study. It shows that you don't have to go to the gym to work out and work out to improve your glute strength and hip extension. While the study subjects did the isometric lying down, they'd be just as effective standing up, which means you can do them while waiting in line for coffee, as you wash the dishes, and as you brush your teeth. It's really that simple. And on Friday, I'll be getting into invest in your future body. At the top of the hour, in a few minutes, if you scoot over to Facebook One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information about New Skin, the company, and what's going on in the New Skin world. There were some sales that I think finished up yesterday on True Face Essence Ultra. And with that, this is Susan Mann for January 1st, 2025, signing out. We'll have Frank up tomorrow, and I'll be back on Friday. I welcome any thoughts or comments you may have. Feel free to share them with me as soon as I get us off of mute. Or you can send me a text to 503-502-4863. Just let me know you're part of the TR90 group so I can make sure that you do not land permanently in the spam folder. So there we have it, my friends. If you want a nice rounded butt, do those glute squeezes, and you want to actually work on your hip extension at the same time. So good ways to stay healthy. And if there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to go ahead and release this, go out and make it a great day. And if you can, get some exercise in. It's a great day to get to New York.